This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This week, I am at Annie Gunn's in Chesterfield. I have a couple of special guests. One is the executive chef, Lou Rook. The other is Tony White, also known as Tony Tomato. We'll explain that very quickly. Guys, thanks for having me here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
The reason we're here is to talk a little bit about the food economy in the St. Louis area, as well as highlight your restaurant, Lou. Let's start with that. Tell me a little bit about Annie Gunn's, its history, what you guys specialize in, that kind of thing.
Well, Annie Gunn's has been around 34 years. We obviously were devastated in the flood of 93, reopened March of 94, and we've gone through two or three transformations with additions and things of this nature, and it's just been great. You know, it was founded on a old school Irish pub principle, and it's grown into a culinary mecca and a great watering hole that we just love.
That's an interesting combination, the culinary mecca and watering hole. And if you come here, you actually know exactly what you mean by that.
There you go.
But what are your specialties?
Well, you know, I've been here 31 years, so a lot of things, if I took them off the menu, I would be put up the flagpole. So, you know, we're known for our burgers, we're known for chicken wings, our potato soup, our roasted chicken, obviously our steaks, our meats, you know, between, you know, what we buy for the market and how we work with our meats is just, that's like about 60% of our sales is big meat. But we're also known for an incredible seafood program, and we're also known for dealing with all the local farmers. We've been doing that since 1988, and it's part of the fabric of what we do. It's all, everything we do culinary-wise is based on fresh. And you have to be local, and when you can get it, that's when you do it.
Who is Annie Gunn?
Annie Gunn was Tom and Jane, well, Tom Sainer's great-grandmother.
Okay.
And she kind of had a, obviously she lived in Ireland, and she had a boarding house, and so they've all been in this hospitality thing for a very long time.
Regarding the farm-to-table concept, Tony, tell me a little bit about your background, especially how you got your nickname, Tony Tomato.
Well, a lot of people are surprised. My background comes from the Yellow Pages, and a lot of people have forgotten what that is. But when that industry kind of dried up, I had an opportunity to put some seeds in the ground and watch them grow. And the first year, it was just, it was a mess. It didn't work well. But then the second year, things took off, and that's when I met Chef Lou. I showed up with tomatoes and said, hey, I've grown these heirloom tomatoes. And they were like, okay, a little more improvement is needed here, but yeah, we'll buy what you got. And I just ran with it from there.
So you were working for the Yellow Pages.
Yes.
And what was your interest in seeds?
You know, I'm not a person to go to a gym, and so I always like working outdoors. And coming from the San Joaquin Valley of California, outdoor life is what it's about. And so being able to still get some type of cardio exercise is what was provided by planting seeds in the ground.
So the tomatoes kind of took off for you?
They took off, and it was just the most incredible thing that I realized is that the chefs in the area really wanted something that was picked, that was still warm when you brought it in. And, you know, they responded with unique creations, and the rest is just history now.
Are you growing other things besides tomatoes?
Oh, yes, yes. We pretty much grow just about everything from peppers to baby zucchini, different varieties of squash. You know, you can get a zucchini from everybody, but, you know, can you get a 2-inch long zucchini from your major purveyors? No, you can't. And those are areas that we find are really, you know, unique in our lane. And like today, as I'm here with Chef Lou, you know, one of my friends who's a chef out in California, Dave Toomey, he sent me some seeds for some cantaloupe that are different varieties that's really starting to explode in Los Angeles. And I just wanted to share that with Lou today that, hey, what do you think of these things? We're going to do a little sample of it and see if it works, and then we'll expand. So a lot of farmers will grow a red watermelon, but we prefer growing orange seedless watermelons in yellow, in addition to the red, so you have a whole different variety of stuff.
Hmm. Orange seedless watermelons in yellow.
That's right.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, Chef, how do you guys work on this stuff together? So you get the latest trends, you try the newest things.
Well, I think what we do is we stick with the basics pretty much, the proven products that we mm-hmm. can produce at a great level. And, you know, Tony was referring to zucchini. You know, a lot of people will say, like, you're making zucchini at home, and I don't like zucchini. Well, they haven't had fresh local zucchini. It's not bitter, it's sweet, it's delicious. The skin is not tough and sandy. It's night and day. So, you know, summertime is obviously the time for us, and spring, and things start coming on. So the way Tony and I have done it over the years is, one, obviously it did start with tomatoes. And incredible. And we used to run tomatoes 9 months a year, and I'd take them off for 3 months. And all of Tony and other local farmers have done an incredible job trying to have a decent little crop through the winter. Now, they're not coming out of a field or anything, but definitely a slicing tomato that we can use in the winter for sandwiches and things of this nature that don't taste like plastic, you know what I mean, or hardwood.
Yeah.
But anyway, we talk all the time, you know, and he'll come to me, and we'll talk about, hey, you want to try this? You want to do that? And I said, well, let's give it a go. Or, you know, hey, I'm doing this. Will you give it a shot? And typically, most of the time, I'll say yes. And then there is some times where I'm like, I don't have time right now. But we definitely are committed. And I think we're pretty committed together, actually, of doing some really neat stuff and mm-hmm. and expanding the what there is out there available. But at the same time, staying true to what works at the same time.
Right. Yeah, one of the things, too, that we didn't get a chance to mention about tomatoes is that Lou does such a fantastic job here with heirloom tomatoes. Now, I have some other partner farms that I work with, and during the winter, I asked them, I said, well, let's see if we can get an earlier jump on some heirloom-type right. tomatoes. And last year, I think we ran heirlooms for almost 10 months.
It was incredible.
Wow. Yeah.
And they're not your August, July heirloom, but they are delicious. So we had more mm-hmm. compliments in early spring and right. fall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't get me wrong, they're all going crazy over the August ones, but you know what I mean. But no, I mean, that's the type of stuff that's been going on with this farming and elongating the seasons, new things, things that used to never be available till June are now available in April.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Where are your farms?
So my main farm is behind Defiance Ridge Vineyards in Defiance. Okay, and we have 4 acres back there that we operate with. And then I partner with the Mennonite community in Vandalia and also up in Versailles, Missouri. And so they pretty much are growing based on my directive of things that I want. And they have exclusive, you know, their main focus is they just want to grow. They don't want to be bothered with people coming in. So when we come in and say, look, I need you to put 10,000 plants out for me of heirloom tomatoes because we have a home for it. Well, God bless you.
Perfect.
And so, you know, we've gone from that whole process to, you know, I mean, like, we just brought in chickens yesterday.
Yeah.
That are fresh chickens that are there, that's grown from another community. So people know that I have a really good base of customers that I work with that are, you know, not taking shortcuts when it comes to cooking. And that's really a benefit that we have here in Missouri. I mean, the food scene is really good. And, you know, when you can taste that difference, and that kind of equates to more need for the business that I'm involved with.
Well, a lot of the discussion lately about prices has been, you know, obviously they're going up in certain areas, especially food, eggs, especially lately. So is that a challenge when you're trying to stay local in terms of the pricing?
You know, I don't think as much because, you know, you got to remember when you go local, it's a little bit higher than the mass-produced products already. So you're paying a premium. Now, their cost goes up with seed and things of this nature, just like everything, you know, with feed and, you know, right, all this stuff. So as they go up, you know, obviously there's going to be an increase. And, you know, it's you just decide what you want to do. If you want to serve something that's plastic, then your prices should be plastic. Mm-hmm. But if you want to serve the best, you know, it's not that you can raise, you know, I got this great note the other day from this company, and it's a little off, but it's farming oysters. Mm-hmm. And they said they were going to levy a 25% tariff on because of all the, you know, and so it was funny listening to the chain of the people that were in charge of the distribution say, well, we're not going to take it. Mm-hmm. And then the guy I go through, well, what are we going to do? And I said, well, we're going to buy them from Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, or Maine or whatever. So, but all those people will jump on because now there's a little wiggle room in the market. You know what I mean? And but really getting back to the point, I kind of got off again, is buying local is going to be a little more money. But in the end, one, it's better for you. Two, it's better tasting. And three, it's the way to do it.
And the customers, I assume, give you the feedback of, we'll pay a little extra because we know what we're getting. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate it.
You know, when people ask me, what is our food? Our food is the best products available to us. And we try to cook them properly to extract the most flavor profile out of that, season them enough that helps them pop and not try to manipulate flavor. We want that to do the work for itself. That's why we spend the time procuring these products. And that's what you get with local farming.
Well, I'm on the topic of current events. Tariffs. Been in the news a lot lately, so I'm curious how that might be affecting you or what you're thinking about with your business. Tony.
So, you know, I mentioned to you that my farm is at Defiance Ridge, and last year we grew about 2,000 tomatoes myself on that particular property. I don't know what's going to happen with the tariffs, but I'm preparing for it. So I've expanded the number of products I'm growing. I'll probably be somewhere around 4,000 tomato plants that I'll have, and I'll do two different plantings so that we're not flooded at one point. And then also, you know, coming from the San Joaquin Valley, Fresno pepper is a pretty popular item that's in that area that no one has grown in the area here. And I figured that labor shortage is probably going to hit those growers in that area, so why don't I just grow them here? And as I was just telling you earlier today, I was out with a gentleman who has a business called Flip This Way, and Yanina said, hey, I've got some lots for you that I want you to take a look at since you're on this urban production kick. And we're going to be putting in an offer on two different lots, actually three lots tomorrow, which will allow us to grow probably about 150 to 200 more pepper plants in the area here, just right off of I-70 and 170. So we're not afraid of the tariff because we know that that is, will probably give us an opportunity to have the prices that we have to pay because seeds are expensive. You know, that gap is going to be a little bit smaller. So I think it's going to actually favor us if that were to be the case in this area.
So are you branching out more into urban farming? Is that
correct?
Right?
Yeah. So the lot that I was looking at, the three different lots, you know, they, I mean, I think I shared the example with you. If you're driving from, you know, downtown St. Louis on Cass Avenue out to Kings Highway, you're going to go by at least 15 to 20 different lots that are less than a quarter acre, which would be ideal and perfect for growing a lot of different produce. So this gentleman today said, come on, I got some lots for you to take a look at, and let's put together a plan and let's start creating some stuff locally so that, you know, we don't have that issue.
And these lots, what you told me was they're not expensive.
No. I mean, we're probably going to put in an offer of $300 for these lots.
Okay. For all of them.
Right. And you figure if we have 150 plants and one plant of shishito peppers produces a half bushel, you know, that I sell to the great chef here for $35, you know, do the math. I'm doing okay with that little investment right there. But, you know, the bottom line is that we've shortened the footprint of getting the produce from a location to the farm. And when that happens, it's nothing better. I mean, like the shishitos that I brought you last year.
Right.
I mean, they just had a sheen to them, and the crispness. I mean, it's just everything that we grow. So that's an opportunity that this tariff is what we're, that's how we're approaching it. We're not afraid of it at all.
And you're also putting land that's just sitting there to good use.
Oh, absolutely.
In an urban area.
Right. And we didn't even talk about, you know, the young kids that are in the area that I'll have an opportunity to teach and expose and get involved with and learn, you know, a whole new trade.
And how wide-ranging is your reach in the St. Louis area in terms of restaurants? I mean, how many do you have?
Or, God, it's...
They're all over the place.
We've got about 80 restaurants.
Oh, really?
Serve. Yeah, we're pretty busy.
Tony White, a.k.a. Tony Tomato.
Yes, sir.
And Chef Lou Rook at Andy Guns. Guys, this has been fun, very informative, and I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Scott. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.